Good peep! It's your boy Theo Dorsey. We're here kicking it on a Friday. And most importantly, it's the happy hour on a Friday. C-Cat's on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos, and in comes the ray of sunshine, the Patrick Mahomes of ESPN West Palm. She is Tina in the Wild.
Happy Friday. What's better than happy hour on a Friday?
Come on. It doesn't get better. Now, happy hour on a Thursday is always a good time.
Oh, yes.
But.
Happy hour on a Friday.
Which one's better?
Oh, I don't got to worry about work the next day.
Yeah, I guess Friday works.
So, like, happy hour is usually extended on Friday.
The best move is to go, if you go happy hour on a Friday. See, I can't do that these days in the fall because of high school football.
Yeah.
If you go happy hour on a Friday, right, you get in bed by like 10, so you do a lot more like day drinking. You kick it up at 10 p.m., 10:30, you get in bed. That way, you don't sleep your whole Saturday morning away.
Yes.
Now you get the full Saturday. You do a little chores in the morning Saturday. If you want to be a party animal, you can party all night. Those days are behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still can hopefully maybe rise and shine for a Sunday morning church service where you can listen to some bars like Jim Harbaugh delivered. You know? Did you see the Jim Harbaugh line? Did you hear it?
No.
Can we play that one time?
Doesn't
right
listen
quick?
To the show.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Put headphones in.
We just did it.
We just talked about
literally
it.
Literally, we were talking about it moments ago. You said you were a huge fan of the show even when you're not on it, and here you are.
I'm sorry. I've been running around.
That's cool. It's cool. I mean, she hates the CK.
He's a great coach. I mean, one of the best I've ever been around. You know, like Moses, I'm gonna die leaning on my staff.
I love it. Because Moses with the staff?
Yes.
Okay, did you get it?
Kind of. Not really.
Go to church?
I'm disagreeing. No, no.
All right.
So this is similar to what happened to me. And we're going to get to, obviously, we have, we're on the day after Shohei Ohtani literally lit up Lone Depot Park for one of the wildest stat lines and also joining the 50-50 club. We're going to talk a little bit about how Travis Hunter can match what he does in the NFL. But we have to address what just happened right there because it happened right in front of a C-Cat. It happened to me the other night at dinner. What are you supposed to do in that spot when somebody else finds something so enticing, when somebody else finds something so funny, and then they show it to you right there live? Like, she just showed us what her pity laugh was. She says she does it. And like, are you supposed to pity laugh? Are you supposed to be genuine with them and say, hey, I did not find that amusing? Because that's what I did at dinner, and then it got real awkward. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, I think my laugh is very valuable. So I treat it as such.
You hold it back.
Yes. If I laugh at everything, that means when I laugh at something that I actually think is funny, then that means nothing.
Mm.
So, you know, there's times on these airwaves where I wouldn't laugh. I get called out for that, for not laughing. But
really?
If you find me funny, yeah, if I don't find
it
funny.
Is that on Russo and Rizzo,
no,
I would guess?
That was about a year ago.
Okay, that was a year ago.
I still remember the day.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't laugh. I got called out for not laughing. I didn't find it funny.
Trouble for not laughing. I like you being genuine right there.
Yes.
At what point does it go past, though, and it's now you're being impolite? Because I did feel like maybe that's what it was for me. I was at dinner with my boy. By the way, I got to deliver this message for him. Our guy, Tyler Cameron, who, by the way, you can check out Going Home with Tyler Cameron on Amazon Prime Video, where they redid my house. It was really cool. I hate the fact that a bunch of strangers I'll meet will say, hey, man, I love your courtyard. I love your bedroom. And I'm like, great. Everybody knows exactly all of the dimensions.
Bungalow.
Yeah. Everybody knows exactly what my house looks like in and out because they did that home reno show for me. But it was great. So check it out. Tyler wanted to make sure I delivered this today.
Okay.
AFC quarterbacks, or excuse me, ACC quarterbacks. Remember when he came on Theoretically Speaking and he poo-pooed ACC quarterbacks? His stat that he wanted me to deliver today, it's been 21 years since an ACC quarterback started and won a Super Bowl.
All right, that's a hard thing to do. Tom Brady pretty much took up half of that.
That's what Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes ate up a lot of those Super Bowls. And then for the rest of the wins, you had guys like Trent Dilfer and Brunel and, you know, like...
Come on. Come up with more
21
stuff than
years,
that.
Though, is a long time for ACC quarterbacks to not start and win a Super Bowl.
So they have to win the Super Bowl, right? Not
win.
To start or it's both. It's to start and win it.
What about Russell Wilson? Does he not count?
I guess not.
Yeah, I feel like he should count.
Tyler
like
Campbell, count. That's not your best work, pal.
Yeah. Go back to the drawing board, Tyler, but also not his best work was the comedian he showed me at dinner, and his friends loved it, and they played a full, like, 63-second clip.
That's long.
And it was a very long clip, and I didn't know what part to laugh at. The dude was like crab walking. He was kind of acting like he was like coked up or something. He was kind of doing a lot of shaking and gyrating. I didn't get it. I felt bad. So I guess I'm just making it up to him by giving a stat there on the airwaves, but he didn't deserve it because the stat was bad.
I feel like when you are in a group setting, you do have to have that fake, like you have to fake it because there's multiple people around you. But yeah. Like if it's just me and a friend, like I'm not going to laugh. Wow. I'll be honest with you. Like I was just like, I don't find that really funny.
But you just did it with me and C-Cat. This is a group setting, though, too.
And this is a group setting. And my mic's on.
Didn't want to, like, didn't want to leave us hanging. But it was a good bar by Jim Harbaugh because he leans on his staff, right? Moses' main thing, he had that staff of him, the rod of God. Jim Harbaugh has his staff, right?
And he meant Greg Roman. He was supposed to make you laugh? Like, that was supposed to make us laugh?
I got to kind of, yeah, that is what happened. I kind of have the opposite situation go on like, while I was overseas. There was a tour guide. And he made a joke making fun of disabilities in general. I won't get into the details because it'll get me in trouble. But I laughed really hard at it and no one else did. And and it was silent.
Oh.
It was a tour about the underground of the city in Italy. He made a joke about like there was a loud noise going on. Oh, sorry, that's just blah, 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 blah. Mm. And I cracked up. And people then turned their attention from, wow, that was a bad joke from you, tour guide. How dare you? We're offended. To who's this guy over here in the Hawaiian shirt that finds that offensive nonsense funny? That's and it was funny. But I got the ire of everybody.
So
there.
You became the bad guy.
Yeah.
Based on your reaction to what was clearly a funny joke. Was it actually a good one?
It depends on what you find funny and what you find offensive. I find offensive things funny.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But Tina, you don't find Jim Harbaugh's bar right there funny. Maybe it wasn't supposed to be funny.
It didn't make me laugh.
It's a Pulitzer-winning bar, though. When it comes to head coaches on the press conference podium, Harbaugh's right up there. Mike Tomlin's had a couple bars as well. And maybe it's not humorous, but it definitely was deep. It definitely was a good metaphor that he used there for his staff.
Do you plan that?
He had to. Because he paused a little bit before it, right? That had to be planned.
Someone might have said that to him. And he probably laughs at, I want to take that.
Yeah, I'm stealing that.
You know what? To be honest, he probably heard it in church. He probably heard it in church at some point.
How much football do they talk in church, though?
They do, a lot.
Church staff, though? Like, is there a staff in church?
Yes, technically. Yeah, I mean, they're different. It's called different things depending on what your religion is and whatnot, right? Like, they have the clergy. You have your, like, you know, there's boards. But yeah, like I would assume he heard it in church because pastors make a lot of references. What I was telling somebody the other day is like being a pastor in a church and delivering like a sermon, it's kind of like a radio show. It's kind of like any kind of content when they're up there just get like it. They're doing a lot of metaphor.
Yeah, but I mean,
what do you? Why'd you laugh, CK?
No, because I'm thinking.
Are you saying I'm comparing myself to a preacher?
Yes, I am. And I see you prepare for the show every day, and I'm imagining like whoever the head priest or whoever is delivering that message. Kind of pen to paper thinking,
yes.
What do I go with today?
It's the same thing.
There's snow today, so maybe we talk about that. No. Yeah.
Pastors talk, especially on football Sundays in the fall, anybody that does go to church regularly, and you could, come on, please corroborate this for me, 888-760-3776. Pastors bring up football more than maybe anything else in the fall because they're always joking too, I'm going to get you out of here before kickoff, right? Like that's always a little running thing as well. So it happens. It's a thing. We got way sidetracked here. I wanted to talk about a little bit, first and foremost, about Shohei Ohtani and his 50-50 club, right? But on top of that, it's more so about what Travis Hunter will be able to do to match him as a dual threat guy, as a guy that's doing both in the professional leagues, what he's intending on doing in the NFL. C-Cat, you asked me before, or we talked about this earlier on, what would Travis Hunter have to do in the NFL to match how we feel about Shohei Ohtani in Major League Baseball being an elite starting pitcher, and clearly, not only now is he a demon in that batter's box, but he's stealing bases with the best of them. He's an 18-tool player in baseball. The last time a non-quarterback won the NFL MVP was 2012. You know who that was, CK?
Who was that?
Adrian Peterson, a running back. The last non-quarterback in the NFL to be named MVP of the league was Adrian Peterson. Shohei Ohtani is well on his way to becoming the MVP and being the first person ever to get the MVP while being a designated hitter. I think if Travis Hunter, as a two-way player in the NFL, is able to become the next position player, not a quarterback, to win the NFL MVP, that would be matching what we feel like Shohei Ohtani is in Major League Baseball. Any kind of refute to that?
I would say he has to be first-team All-Pro on two positions. If he is your first team all pro
receiver. If he is, he's going to be the MVP, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's two different ways to define it.
Right.
Because I thought that was surprising. I did not. Really.
If you're good enough, I think in the way that the NFL goes now, we always credit everything to the quarterback. Wins go to the quarterback. Losses go to the quarterback. Successes with the quarterback. Failures with the quarterback. MVPs, literally, every single year for the past decade plus in the NFL, have just gone to insert best quarterback here on top five team. If he's able to break that trend as a receiver slash corner in the NFL, forget if he's all pro on both sides for first team. I think that itself, because when's the next time? Who's going to be the next person that can win the MVP in the NFL, not a quarterback? I don't think it's going to happen again for some time.
How about this? We replace it in the aggregate. Let's say Travis Hunter's going to get drafted to a probably bad team. We would assume if he gets drafted high in the draft, it'd be difficult to give him the MVP if his team doesn't make the playoffs or wins seven games. What if he wins both Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year?
I mean, that would be insane.
That'd be cool.
That'd be insane.
Yes.
And he doesn't win MVP. Because, like, how valuable could he be if their team is not in the playoffs?
If he wins Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year and doesn't win MVP, then we just need to fold the whole awards voting circumstances there.
But I think it's different words.
It's possible, yes. I'm just saying he would be the most valuable player in the league. I just think that we need to change the description of, like, something needs to change if he's able to win both of those.
But he doesn't play quarterback. So he can't say he is the, if we're taking by literal sense, and these are award names who are mostly given to the best quarterback, but he wouldn't be the most valuable.
Think about right now in college football. He's not winning the Heisman.
No.
He should. He's the best player in college football. He's not winning the Heisman because, number one, he's not a quarterback. Number two, Colorado's not going to make a bowl game. Like, he doesn't have a chance at winning the Heisman. They should invite him as a finalist in New York at the end of the season based on what he's likely going to do, and because we know he's the best player in college football, but he has no shot at the Heisman. So if he has no shot at the Heisman in college, I think if he's able to be an NFL MVP, that would be, again, the difference maker. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know if he could even play both ways in the NFL. He intends to. In fact, we have the sound on Travis Hunter talking about proving the haters wrong, because Tina, you're about to do something that I think is similar to what Travis Hunter is trying to venture out and do.
What?
Trust me. Stick around, C-Cat. Stick around. Travis Hunter here talking about proving the haters wrong, proving the doubters wrong, and playing both ways in the next level.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have been telling me that since I've been playing it. So just like they can see, I'm still doing it. I'm just going to continue to prove them wrong, keep proving the haters wrong. I mean, it's a lot of haters. Even the top dogs are hating on me, but I let it go through one ear out the other. Just let them keep hating.
Does that fuel you?
Yeah, it fueled me to prove them wrong. I want to prove them wrong more than I want to prove myself right.
I like what he's saying there. I like the mentality. I would say people aren't hating on him. Like, I saw Champ Bailey say he likely can't do it at the next level. He's tried. They're not hating on him. They're trying to protect him. People are in fear that he's put, and again, you get mad, T-Cat, when we do this, try to protect football players from themselves. They're trying to protect this young dude who is burning the candle at both ends. Tina, you're trying to do something that I think is going to take maybe even more endurance than playing both ways in the NFL. And Tina, C-Cat, listen to this.
Okay.
Because you're one of Tina's biggest haters, and she's going to prove you wrong.
C-Cat is one of my biggest haters.
He is. Absolutely, he is.
I attack her with burner accounts. I've made 7 of them.
Yes.
And yeah, I spread Tina hate mail.
Yeah, you gotta combat some of it, because every time we jump into YouTube chat, which is presented by Prize Picks, people are talking about how she's the, here it goes right here, Tina the Beautiful, the GOAT of ESPN West Palm. This is from Bubba. She brings the sunshine. Oh, yeah. That oh, yeah was like very Kool-Aid man-esque. Tina, you're trying to now, in the month of December, starting on December, what, 15th?
Yes.
This is where your marathon of events start. You're training currently for your very first marathon, and you're going to be in a wedding as a bridesmaid, right?
Yes.
You're going to be doing the Boca Bowl with us, which means a lot of walking around FAU Stadium, a lot of helping, lifting things, a lot of wear and tear on your body.
Yes.
And before you do all of that on December 15th, what the hell are you
going to
do?
I'm going to run 26.2 miles, a marathon.
How the hell, between December 15th and December 21st, she's going to run a marathon. She's going to do pre-wedding events as a bridesmaid. She's going to be a bridesmaid in the wedding, which means what? Walking the aisle, standing up for a long time.
Dancing the whole night away.
Dancing the whole night. I think that's optional.
Well, I'm going to be dancing. You will find me on the dance floor.
You might not. Your legs might not be working by that point. How are you going to get through that?
I don't know. We are going to figure it out, though. And that's why I'm starting early, of like recovering, like making sure I'm doing recovery. But It just is kind of funny, like, how all those days just aligned that way.
Yeah.
Where when I decided to do a marathon, that just happened to be on December 15th. The Boca Raton Bowl is on December 18th.
Yep.
And then my friend's wedding is on December 20th. And I am a bridesmaid, so we have the festivities before that. And then, yes, as a bridesmaid, you know, you walk down the aisle. You are standing next to the beautiful bride. You're dancing the night away on the dance floor. Right. And we're just going to make it all work.
Can confirm too, C-Cat. I asked the lovely bride who we saw here today, our teammate Allie, who was here today. She said no drama on the Bachelorette trip. I think we've confirmed it.
Well, you know, the bride-to-be is not going to admit that there's drama on the Bachelorette trip. We can all agree upon that.
She's the one least worst. Like, she's the one that's going to be telling y'all, hey, tell them it was no drama.
Yeah.
She's the main one.
Like, guys have blood brothers. There's like a different society with women who go on bachelorette trips of a, this doesn't leave this trip.
Yeah.
None of the details will arise outside of this trip.
How long did that meeting go at the end of your bachelorette trip in Utah where y'all like discussed how y'all were going to game plan talking about it?
What's our story?
Yeah.
There was no meeting. It was a great trip and all of us got along and had the best time.
I can see the meeting right now. Like, Allie's up in front of them. It's like it's almost like a locker room speech at the halftime.
No one could agree to take the fall, so no one's taking the fall at all.
Yeah.
There was no problem.
Nothing happened.
No drama.
No drama. In every single text when you're describing this trip to Utah, make sure you include no drama.
Theoretically,
and that's what you did.
Theoretically speaking, though, got new listeners because of the bridesmaid talk and the bachelorette trip talk. Because all the girls that were on the trip, we did share it on social media, and they all came and listened.
And they were mad at me. C-Cat, they were mad at me, and you're the one that started it. C-Cat started it.
Did you
all
guys
the
text separately? Or talk, like, you definitely talked separately of, like, because I obviously.
There's a group chat with all of us in it.
But, yeah, well, yes, but that wasn't talked about when I was in that group text. Yeah, it was definitely away from me.
We just talked about it in our pre-show meeting when we were sitting here. You missed the pre-show meetings with us, so we discussed that amongst ourselves.
Just a couple in a row she's missed.
Yeah.
I'm not invited.
To be honest with you, the whole office is in on our pre-show meetings these days because we have no boundaries. We have no barriers around here at ESPN West Palm. The office is so small. Every 3 seconds in our pre-show meeting, somebody's popping in, tapping us on the shoulder, and just really, we got to put a lock on that door.
So back to the marathon. Do you think you're better than everybody running a marathon? You know, we're not like, there's no prey that are running after us. Humans don't need to run 26.2 miles. We're not running from anything.
I do not think I'm better than anyone. I'm challenging myself. I've never done this before. I love a good challenge. I love to set a goal. And I ran a half marathon during 2020. And I was like, hey, like something new, something to work towards. Why not give it a try?
Do people normally run half marathons before they do the full?
I would, like, maybe if they want to. I've done one, so I was like, well, next step is to do a marathon.
What's the day or two after the marathon like, though? That's what I'm curious about.
I have
like,
no idea.
You haven't asked?
No.
You have a long week of scheduled events happening right after your marathon, and you haven't asked one marathon runner what's it like the day after you run the marathon.
I have not.
Do you have a reserve? Like, if you're taken out, if for some reason get hurt on mile 21.
Let's not put that into the universe.
Could it be C-Cat?
Yeah.
Can he step in for you as a bridesmaid?
I'll take the baton.
Yeah.
I'll finish the marathon. I'll be a bridesmaid.
Well, don't finish. You're not going to be able to finish the marathon at mile 21.
I could finish. I'd walk.
You would look fabulous in the black dress that I'm wearing in the wedding.
He would.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, he would.
Okay.
And you could dance the night away.
Exactly.
That's the main part.
Mm-hmm. You do have me thinking, I really should ask some people who have ran marathons before what it does feel like a few days after. I will in my training. The farthest I'll run in my training before the race is 20 miles.
Yeah.
So I feel like I will at least have a little taste of like, hey, how am I feeling? I probably should, though, prepare like if it's a spa or some sort of recovery, probably that evening after the race or even the next morning to make sure that I'm good for all the rest of the festivities I have throughout the week.
It would be a smart move, right? Like,
yes.
I would assume you would want to, like, if people have done it before, do you have a friend or somebody close to you that have done the marathon before?
Yes, we have a few teammates, like, in GKB who have done marathons before. And it's actually funny. Like, they've told me, like, the day that race day comes, it's such a celebration, like, for you. Like, oh, my gosh, the day is here. It's happening that it is more because at least I'm training and preparing myself for this that it shouldn't.
It's the easiest day.
Yeah, it's the easiest day.
Don't tell C-Cat that he's going to try to rain on your parade that day just to mellow you out. You know how he gets.
You know what's not fair is people. It's like people who do not train for a thing. And like it just makes my like blood boil when like people are like they can just go run out like they don't train at all. And I'm going to spend 19 weeks training and it'd be like C-Cat runs 3 miles the 2 days before and then he comes out and runs 26.2 miles.
People do that.
Some people like don't prepare at all. And they can just do it. And they just, they mentally can put themselves through that and like their body and just do it.
I could do a half marathon with no prep. I couldn't do a full one.
It's a lot.
I want one of the places you prep without even thinking about it because you're just training your body all the time is F45. I just had to hit your song right there.
Is this so good? But yes, F45, that's really helping me with this marathon training as well. And what's so great is this week coming up, the 23rd through the 29th, it's welcome week at F45 West Palm Beach and F45 Palm Beach Gardens. If you've never tried a class before, it's free. You can go sign up, try a cardio class, a hybrid class, a strength class. It is free all next week to try F45 classes. If you've never been a member, never tried a class, reach out to F45 West Palm Beach and F45 Palm Beach Gardens to get in there, see what it's like, see why I'm so obsessed with it and that I love going there. You get to meet the amazing trainers. You get to meet the great group of people that I'm surrounded by every day that push me to lift heavier and do more. F45 West Palm Beach, F45 Palm Beach Gardens. Again, next week is welcome week and it is free to try any class Monday to Sunday.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Also, gotta love that little espresso action right there.
Right?
We are going to put together a prize pick entry. We together, as theoretically speaking, are going to do our own very first joint slip ahead of this football weekend. My first football weekend, my first two prize pick entries, both won me some dough, won me some cash. The Thursday night football one did not go so well.
Immediate cash, right?
Immediately. It comes right in 10, 15 minutes. It comes right to you. And for me, I kind of keep it in the app because I like to get a little bit more. I'm a little greedy.
Yeah.
I like to get
you won once, you won again. Why wouldn't you win more?
And that's how I feel about it. With Prize Picks too, it's people ask me, what is Prize Picks and where did it go? It's here now. Don't ask me where it went. It's here now. And it's America's number one daily fantasy sports app. It's got over 5 million active members, including me. So join in on some of the fun. All through September, and again, we have barely any more time left in September, all of my prize pick entries have one thing in common. That's one Caleb Williams passing yard. Yeah, just hit more on Caleb Williams passing yard. It's at 0.5. That's easy money. 1 yard gets you an automatic win every single football weekend in September. You're running out of weekends in September, so make sure you join now and take advantage of that deal. Plus, Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out on your lineup if it isn't perfect. One of those two lineups that I talked about, Tina, where I actually put in and won, one of them went 5 for 6. On other places, you go 5 for 6, they're like, Prize Picks, you actually can double your money even if one of your picks do not hit. Prize Picks is the place to be. One of the main things I've been doing right now, we're going to talk a little bit about how passing yards have been down in the NFL. I've been hitting less on a lot of these quarterbacks because, again, the way that defenses are playing them, it feels like passing is something that is more at a premium now. So I'm going less on a lot of quarterbacks. That's what worked for me in the first weekend. I'll give y'all the lineup that I'm going to be putting out this weekend so you can tell that as well. And for me, if you're going to do that, make sure you also download the Prize Picks apps today. Use the code THEOD. And when you use that code THEOD, you instantly get $50 when you play $5. So again, that's free money. Win, lose, or draw. You put in the code THEOD on Prize Picks, you get $50 when you play $5. You don't even have to win. That $50 bonus is courtesy of you, from me to you, guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. All right, we'll give that prize pick slip. We'll give that prize picks entry. We're going to make sure we get that into you. And should we do it now or should we get to the other side? I know you have your cats and dogs to give out.
I got my cats and dogs, but we'll do prize picks next segment.
Let's do it on the other side. I want to make sure people stick around. And while you're sticking around, again, download the Prize Picks app now. You can put the entry in alongside of us. Prize Picks, wherever you find your apps, and the promo code is THEOD. Get that $50 and you'll want to use it. That's CCAT, that's Tina. I'm Theo Dorsey. It's the happy hour on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Yeah, good people. You know, JMP, our guy, our teammate here, he slid in here. He said it's a Tina-retically speaking Friday, Tina.
He did.
What's happening here? You're the Patrick Mahomes. You're the GOAT of ESPN West Palm. And now it's Tina Reddickly speaking. Should I just walk out of here? So just finish it up with CK.
I don't know. I joined 5 days and like what happened?
It's good. It's good
I
vibe.
Love this beat, by the way. Like this song
it's
right
good
now.
Vibe. Yeah. It's a little Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
A little Marvin Gaye, man. CK, how do you feel about it being a Tina Reddickly speaking Friday? Like it's the happy hour. We're doing that already.
The only reason I'm happy today with Tina's presence is because we had the best lunch meal that I've had ever dropped off here at ESPN West Palm. Food Shack and Leftovers, they're in the Jupiter area. If you're in the Jupiter area, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not in the Jupiter area and you're listening on the radio right now, ESPN 106.3, it's definitely worth the drive. Whether it's from all the way from Boca, all the way north of Vero, go to Food Shack and Leftovers. We're talking these wraps, adult mac and cheese, sweet potato crusted fish. The salad was good. Everything about it was delicious, and I can't believe that I'm blessed to finally know about Food Shack and Leftovers in the Jupiter area. Shout out, George.
Shout
him
out.
All the way down here.
Yeah.
Getting it all set up. I forgot that we had lunch catered today.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want to get your food catered by Food Shack and Leftovers, they do that. Elevate your event. Elevate your wedding. Mm. Maybe a conference you're doing. Food Shack and Leftovers. Hit them up.
You've been missing out. Yeah. I've had Food Shack and Leftovers so many times. Oh, my gosh. See, I'm so glad you finally were able to like have it.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
Maybe because you're a hater.
You're doing the marathon. Oftentimes, there's like people that cheer on the marathon runner. I'm sure you're going to have people that hold signs up and do all that corny BS.
Oh, that's corny now. It's corny to support your friends.
One of my buddies from college ran a marathon, and I saw people like do this. I'm going to be a heckler. I'm going to talk crap from the sidelines.
Please do. That will make me run faster.
Like, Tina, slowing down, huh? Ain't so easy, is it? This ain't 20 miles. 26.2, girl.
Got here. CK, you're the worst. You're the worst, but yes, Food Shack, I've heard, is the best. I'm still curious. Tell my guy, George, I'm curious. Haven't had a plate yet. See what I did there? A little quickie. Haven't had a plate yet from Food Shack.
I was thinking George the Jungle for a sec. I don't know why.
Well, George is the guy from Food Shack.
I know, but I love the movie George the Jungle.
Thank you.
Thank you
were thinking
CK.
Curious George. That was what you were going for.
Yeah, thank you. That was
no problem.
Can't get any love on this show. We're going to give the prize picks entry out right quick. I already have two plays already in, and I will let y'all help me with a couple of the other ones. Again, if you don't have prize picks, tap in the promo code THEOD. The first one's easy. It's going to be the Caleb Williams more than 0.5 pass yards. I'm locked in on that one. The next one, C-Cat, your Ravens.
Nice.
I like Derrick Henry more than 66.5 rushing yards.
I like that.
You can run on a Cowboy. Plus, yeah. I think the Ravens are going to be playing with the lead. Those are the first two. Here's one that I would love y'all's input on, right? And this is a touchdown-based one, which is always a dangerous one. But Justin Jefferson against the Houston Texans for a touchdown. If the Vikings are in the red zone, or even if they're 50 yards out, he's always a threat to reach the end zone. This also gets you a little bit more of a multiplier. Should I throw that on the entry here? Are you in on it? If you're not in on it, C-Cat, I'm not going. What about you, Tina? Give me a little something here. Nothing.
Know.
Nothing from either one of y'all. How about an Alvin Kamara touchdown?
See, I like keep my prize picks entries on the smaller side.
Okay.
I like putting not as many options in there. So I'm going to say no to whatever you do. I love the other options you put in that much.
That was strong. Yeah, 1 yard from Caleb Williams. You love that, right? Thank you. This guy's really helping out. He's really adding to it. All right, how about this then? How about this? Since we can't get into agreeance on that, I do like the rushing yards for another guy, and that's going to be in J.K. Dobbins, 56.5. You go more on J.K. Dobbins. He's hit over 100 the past two games. They do have the Steelers, which held Bijan Robinson to 68, but we do know that Justin Herbert, a little bit on the mend right now.
Dobbins is the leading rusher in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
How crazy is that to say? And it's not for the Ravens, the Chargers.
It's a hot play right now, 56.5. It feels like fool's gold, but I will go more. I think that next week will be the week to fade Dobbins. Those are our three. We'll do one more slip, and then we'll get the cats and dogs here. And for this one, I'm going to go to receptions because I always make do on receptions. They limit the options these days, but another guy who I think was on the bench kind of begging for receptions with C.J. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, 6.5 receptions against the Vikings. Come on.
If you're gonna bet that, bet less. You want to go on the lower.
You want to go less or more? You want to go low than 4.5? So 4 or less receptions for Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. I'm thinking against the Vikings, they let him eat a little bit. Against Justin Jefferson, they let him eat a little bit. You're saying less. It's not a bad play. There's a lot of receiving weapons and options for the Houston Texans. We'll go ahead and put that in. And for $5, that can win us a cool 50. That's easy. Just like that. That's how you do an entry on Prize Picks. See, Kat, one thing that we do here all the time that gets the people going into the football weekend, it's to give out the people that people don't believe in, like teeing in the marathon with you, but are also going to reign victorious over the weekend in football. It's time for Cats and Dogs.
David versus Goliath.
Be a dog.
Rocky versus Apollo Creed.
We don't need no meow.
Average Joe's versus Globo Jim.
We don't need no cats.
Sea Cat versus the sports book.
We need more dogs.
Underdogs are the lifeblood of sports. And every week, Sea Cat gives you the underdogs that will shock the world. Welcome to Cats and Dogs, presented by SafeBound. You're safe with SafeBound.
Yeah. My name's Christian Cat. I'm insufferable. I will talk to you about my Italian vacation and be insufferable about it. So let's start on Saturday night. Sing along with me, Tina. Sing along with me, Theo. Sing along with me, America. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Yeah. Is that the song?
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Come on, Tina.
We're channeling my pal Stone LeBandowitz and hitting the FCS slate first. Take Morehead State. That's Morehead. As 27.5 road dogs, they take on Eastern Kentucky. Maybe it tastes the money line at 37-1. Morehead State got a read on that team this year, Tina?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you should be. Keep your eye on Morehead State.
Always go for Morehead.
That's right. We move to 7 p.m. Eastern time, where I see a school with a chip on their shoulder. They're looking across the sideline, seeing 5-star blue chip prospects. They're looking across the sideline, seeing a school that didn't offer them in high school. They're looking at them, it gets all the headlines, the NIL deals, the love in this area. The University of South Florida is going to turn heads again tomorrow. They're 17-point dogs. That line's moving in the direction that I want it to move in. It's another non-conference whatever game for Miami. But this game has been circled on the calendar for USF ever since it was scheduled. Miami not going to be motivated in this game. Not at all.
Wow.
They are, you know, they're winning vibes in that town right now in Tampa Bay. In that stadium, maybe some that rubs off in Raymond James. Take USF plus 17. Money line's plus 600, by the way, if you want to get a little naughty.
Don't touch that.
That's insane.
Plus 600 USF. How about that? Only one NFL pick today, though. Just the one. I only liked one dog, and I only had enough time. The NFL, where I feel like walking through a time machine. I was unable to watch a lick of Week 2 action due to my trip to the homeland of Italy. That was essentially my bye week, but I'm back. I'm healthy, and I'm ready to kick ass and take names. Because who in their right minds would want to bet on the Rams after last week? 41-10 to the Cardinals. You need to have a goldfish memory, as Ted Lasso says when he was talking about football. But he wasn't talking about football. He's talking about American football. Betting on American tackle football. As gross as it will make you feel, take my advice. Bet on the Rams to cover in Week 3. They're taking on the 49ers, but they're at home. The number's at 6.5. No Debo, no CMC, possibly no Kittle. I know there's not going to be a Cooper Kupp. I know Puka's on the IR. That's too many points for a divisional game where the dog is at home. Take the Rams plus the 6.5. Money line, per chance, plus 240. That's Cats and Dogs. Take the Rams plus 6.5. You want to take USF plus 17. And you want to take Morehead State, my favorite pick of the weekend, as 27.5 point dogs.
See, Cat.
Wow.
You're going to get yourself in trouble
He said you want to be naughty.
Rocking with those bulls. Yeah. And that would be beyond naughty. That would be downright irresponsible.
That was the best cats and dogs. I haven't been able to experience cats and dogs for probably like a year now. Yeah. And C-Cat put his hat backwards.
He did.
He got out of his chair. He was going side to side. Like that, I loved that C-Cat.
It was entertaining. It's that always entertaining. Yeah, you've been missing them. They're pretty good. They're
I know.
Good.
I just got to like sit here and witness it. But yeah. The Miami one's wild.
That's a stupid pick, but yeah.
Yeah,
don't sound too surprised, Tina.
Well, his hat is backwards.
Surprising, so. I did good radio.
Wow.
You feel good.
Right.
You're so sassy.
He is.
Yeah.
What a sassy guy. Crossover. Speaking of sassy guys, bring in my guy, Mike Rizzo. Let's see who can out-sass who as we talk a little bit. Russo and Rizzo crossover between C-Cat and Mike Rizzo. Thanks for pulling up on the happy hour, Tina.
Yeah, happy
Friday.
Yeah,
turn up.
What? Looked at me like I was going to bring us out to break.
I thought you would take us to break. What do you want me to say? Go to break. Mike Rizzo is in the house. It's your boy Theo Dorsey, C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos on a Friday. On a Friday as we do the crossover. Before we talk crossover with my guy Mike, I do want to tell you about the champions over there at Kaiser University, the flagship campus of Kaiser University, because tomorrow night, they've got their home opener against Fort Lauderdale. Kickoff is at 6 p.m., and the tickets are available starting at just $8. $8. I mean, come on, that's like parking out here. SI right there at KUSeahawks.com to get your tickets. The ESPN West Palm Street team will be out there beginning at 3:30, a little tailgate action. And then ESPN 106.3, your flagship home for the NAIA reigning champions, are going to have all the action beginning right here on the radio airwaves starting at 5:30. It's Kaiser's home opener, your first of four opportunities to see the Seahawks on the flagship campus of Kaiser University in West Palm Beach this Saturday versus Fort Lauderdale. Get your tickets now at KUSeahawks.com. My guy, Mike Rizzo, you are being introduced to the Kaiser football squad here. And also, to be honest with you, man, coming on the heels of Ohtani's big day, I am excited to see what you and Colin are cooking up, because y'all are both big baseball guys.
Huge, huge baseball guys. And Colin has been waxing poetically about the great Bambino and his impact on baseball that he had.
Yeah.
And I'm
like five lifetimes ago for Colin.
So funny, though. Yeah. So funny. Colin is our history buff, and he's 22 years old.
Right. Yeah.
But I can't wait for Kaiser. I can't wait for the Seahawks. Cyrus Whitten and I are going to be on the call tomorrow.
There we go.
Yeah, so get on out, folks. It's going to be a fun time. We talked to head coach Miles Russ. Mm. You're going to be hearing him in the pregame. You're going to be hearing from linebacker Hunter Hargrave. NAIA champs, can't wait for Kaiser football.
I can't wait as well. Another thing that I always love doing is, especially on the weekend, baby, you know we got to take it to the house. The HouseWestPalm.com. That's where you need to go to make your reservation today. I actually went to the house already this weekend. You know, they open Thursday through Sunday. I started my Thursday off right, bright and early, right at 11 when they opened. Had myself the nice Cobb salad. And right now, they're actually doing the taste of South Florida, so you can get a lot for a little at the house. $25 get you a small plate and an entree. They got happy hour. They got brunch through the weekend and the House West Palm. Every single time you buy an entree, you get a free round at the Lit 9 Par 3 golf course right there at the park. You haven't been on that yet, right, Mike?
I haven't. I'm a big golfer, too, so we got to go, bro.
Are you a big golfer as in you're good at golf, or are you a big golfer as in like you're a tall guy that golfs?
No, I'm pretty good at golf.
I gotta see that in person.
Now, I haven't played in like a year.
Yeah.
So it'll
go. So he's making excuses.
You're right. But I always tell C-Cat, you know, give me 2-3 rounds, and I'll get back into my 85-ish on 18.
Hey.
Right now, I'd probably shoot close to 100, but you get me out there consistently. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you start young, you know, I started getting golf lessons when I was like 6 years old.
So if you do hit 100 on the Lit 9, then you will be a pretty bad golfer because it's just 9 holes. Yep. Just a quick 9.
Yep.
But we'll get out to a real golf course as well, full golf course. The park has that as well. The HouseWestPalm.com. Make your reservations. Have some fun. My favorite place to go on the weekend. And this is what you could take to the house this weekend, Mike. Everybody's been down on offenses in the NFL. Only 5 quarterbacks so far through 2 weeks threw for 300-plus yards. Only 5 quarterbacks in the first 2 weeks. This weekend, with all of that cover 2 talk, with Mel Kiper trying to ban defenses, I am guaranteeing this. You can take this to the house. I'm not giving you a game result. I'm giving you a stats result. We'll match that total. with the next 30 quarterbacks. Five more quarterbacks going to throw for 300-plus yards. Mike Rizzo and Colin Russo up next here on ESPN 106.3.